In the news today, new NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg made an unannounced visit to Kabul on Thursday, telling Afghans that the Western military alliance would continue supporting the country after foreign combat troops leave at the end of this year. Mr. Stoltenberg said the end of the combat mission means starting a new chapter in which the future of Afghanistan is in the hands of the Afghan people. Mr. Stoltenberg's first visit as NATO chief includes talks with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, Chief Executive Officer Abdullah Abdullah, and senior leadership of the International Security Assistance Force. Libya's Supreme Court ruled Thursday that the country's internationally recognized parliament is not valid. The ruling adds to the political instability of the North African country. Islamist lawmakers question the constitutionality of the parliament because the legislative body operates from the city of Tobruk and not from the capital city, Tripoli, or Libya's second city, Benghazi. The Tobruk-based parliament called an emergency meeting to review the court ruling. Two rival governments and parliaments in Libya are struggling for control of the country's vast energy reserves. At least 100,000 workers took to the streets of Brussels on Thursday to protest the Belgian government's free market reforms. The workers were protesting plans by the country's new government to increase the pension age from 65 to 67, prevent workers' wages from rising, and reduce public services. At least 14 people were injured when protesters clashed with the police. Protesters threw stones and fireworks at police and overturned cars. Police used tear gas and water cannon to disperse the protesters. Now, words in the news. Combat, noun, active fighting, especially in a war. Constitutionality, adjective, being permitted by or in agreement with a constitution, being constitutional. Pension, noun, an amount of money that a company or the government pays to a person who is old or sick and no longer works. Now it's your turn to use these words in the news. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on your use of vocabulary and grammar.